This is your bonus in the EFT Tapping to Improve Sleep audio program, and this is all about self-care. Sleeping well and having good sleep habits could be considered a type of self-care activity. Making sleep behaviors, habits, and sleep hygiene a priority in your life could give you lots of amazing impacts. Not only does research show that getting enough sleep helps your physical health, your mental health. It helps you think better. So it is actually essential for brain functioning, including memory and learning. Of course, it helps with reducing stress. And it's a way of showing yourself that you value and prioritize your own health and well-being. So it does send a powerful message of self-love and respect. So let's have a look at some tapping for this. As I tap along and say the setup statements and then the reminder phrases, see which ones really land for you. They're all slightly different, so you may want to listen in, tap along, and see whether or not certain words ring true. Then you can take those words and follow through and explore that a little bit more deeply to see where it comes from. Let's start with some setup statements. So tapping on the side of the hand and repeating after me. Even though I struggle to prioritize self-care, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though I feel guilty taking time for myself, what if I could choose to release this guilt and prioritize my own needs? Even though I often put others' needs before my own, I accept myself and I choose to make time for self-care. Even though I'm too overwhelmed and stressed, what if I prioritized my own well-being? Even though I have limiting beliefs around self-care and what that means, I completely love and accept myself and choose to create a positive relationship with myself. Tapping through on the points, the reminder phrases, starting with the eyebrow point. I don't deserve to take care of myself. Side of the eye. I struggle to prioritize myself. Under the eye. I feel guilty taking time for myself. Under the nose. This self-criticism and judgment. On the chin. I put everyone else first. Collarbone. I feel selfish. Under the arm. I can't relax. Top of the head. I feel stress taking time out. Now just take a comfortable breath and focus in on what words perhaps stood out to you then. If in fact it's the feeling of being guilty, rate that out of 10 for intensity. How guilty do you feel if you take some time out for yourself? If the idea that you put everybody else first and you run out of time for you is something that means more to you, then how does that make you feel? Rate that feeling out of 10. Do you feel selfish or overwhelmed when you try to squeeze in self-time? If you were to rate that out of 10, what would that be? Or what about the idea that you don't deserve it? So let's take one of those now. I'll pick from the list. I don't deserve to take care of myself and take that time out. If you want to substitute another one, think of that instead. Think of how strong that feels out of 10, and let's tap through two rounds without stopping. So eyebrow point to begin. I don't deserve to take care of myself. Side of the eye. I can't prioritize myself. Under the eye, I don't deserve this time out. Under the nose, I put everyone else first. Chin point, I don't deserve it. Collarbone, I don't deserve this time for me. Under the arm, I struggle to prioritize me. Top of the head, I feel guilty taking time out. Come back to the eyebrow. I don't deserve to take care of myself. Side of the eye. I struggle to prioritize me. Under the eye, everyone else comes first. Nose, and that makes me feel. Chin, I don't deserve this time. Collarbone, I can't prioritize myself. Under the arm, everyone else comes first. Top of the head, I don't deserve this time out for me. So just take a comfortable breath and see how that feels. Is any of that resonating with you? Take one of those statements, they are all listed in your workbook that goes along with this course. Highlight the words and the phrases that really mean more or seem to have some sort of origin or hold over you. You may then want to follow through with the personal peace procedure, particularly for sleep. There is an outline of exactly how to do that in your workbook. And just take that one phrase, and it may be that I don't deserve this time or everybody else needs to be taken care of first, and see if you can work out where that might come from. Of course, if you need any assistance or you'd prefer to work with somebody who's skilled and experienced in EFT and not do it on your own, there is a list in the workbook of organizations around the world that keep databases of trained and highly skilled EFT practitioners. And of course, you can reach out directly if you need to. I hope you've enjoyed everything that we've got here. Don't forget to actually download that sleep track so you can use it in the middle of the night with your imaginal tapping. Take some time out. That is your self-care today. Do a little bit more tapping, even 5 minutes a day has a cumulative effect, and it will profoundly impact your nervous system. Even people that just brush their teeth and tap every single morning, even if they're not really thinking of too much except how did you sleep the night before, you can start the day in a much better frame of mind, and you can actually benefit physiologically from that autonomic nervous system regulation. So I hope you've enjoyed this extra bonus, and I do hope that you'll take it and use it for more self-care.